Well, hello there and welcome. Good to have you with us here. Take two with Jerry and Debbie and you getting underway on a Tuesday, the Feast of St. Francis of Assisi. Great feast day. Every Saint's feast day is wonderful. Yep. I'm Jerry Usher with Debbie Giorgiani. Debbie, we have another good discussion, I'm sure, coming our way today.
I have like five images and statues of St. Francis of Assisi. Did I ever tell you the story how when Marty received his confirmation later in life, and he wanted the name Francis because he loved St. Francis of Assisi. We traveled to Assisi, Italy, and just fell in love with the whole area. Just such a peacefulness there. You can just, if you've ever gone to Assisi, you would know, because you step in the town and it just feels different, right? Mm. But I made him take the name Anthony because I love St. Anthony as well. Like, so he's got so I said you can take Francis in your own mind. So he's got Anthony and Francis. So, but it's I love the feast day, St. Francis of Assisi. Everybody, you know, who loves pets, automatically is drawn to St. Francis, and that's wonderful. The blessing of the pets. But we're talking today about sacramentals, and do you use holy water and other sacramentals in your daily life? And the interesting thing about sacramentals, Jerry, is there's wonderful paragraphs in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 1667 to 1679. And we'll share a little bit about that, about what sacramentals are and how important they are in our spiritual lives. And we want to hear from you, though. Our friend Timoteo put together a beautiful email, kind of like a toolkit for conducting our lives as faith-filled people. And that, and we're going to share his email as well. And we just want to talk about the richness of what we have in the toolbox of our Catholic faith. So sacramentals is the topic today. We want to hear from you. Here's the number, 833-288-3986.
You may be wondering, you know, you hear the word sacramentals, maybe you're not that familiar with it. You know what sacraments are. The Church has the seven sacraments, such as baptism, confirmation, the Eucharist, confession, and so forth. Sacramentals are described by, as Debbie said, they're in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and they're just really, they're sacred signs. They bear a resemblance, the Catechism says, to the sacraments.
Precisely.
But they, and I would say, to kind of put it in a nutshell, they sort of open us up to the fullness in the reception of the sacraments when we do receive any of those seven sacraments. And sacramentals include holy water, like blessing ourselves. Do you have a holy water font in your home, or do you have more than one? Or do you have little bottles of holy water? You go about the house, maybe sprinkling the house with holy water once or twice a day, or bless, you know, fathers can bless their children with holy water at night when they go to bed. What about blessed salt? A lot of people have blessed salt, blessed oils, different types of oils, and of course, icons and statues and things like that. Mm-hmm. Are also considered part of the family of sacramentals. So describe for us what use you make of sacramentals today. 833-288-3986.
And you were just talking about what sacraments are and sacramentals are, and I just wanted to swing back to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 1670. Sacramentals do not confer the grace of the Holy Spirit in the way that the sacraments do, but by the Church's prayer, they prepare us to receive grace and dispose us to cooperate with it. Isn't that what we always talk about here on Take Two? The graces that flow to stay connected and how we are to cooperate, because we serve a God who loves cooperation. The sacramentals point us to that. It's a beautiful thing. It really is a great holy reminders to keep us focused and to strengthen us and to give us that kind of confidence for the journey. Please read the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 1667 through 1679. They're short paragraphs. Some of them are only three sentences, but you will really get a lot out of it. And I'm a firm believer we need to go back to the Catechism and learn things. So please call us right now and tell us how you make good spiritual use of sacramentals. The number to dial is 833-288-3986. And I'm so proud of myself. I didn't give the pledge drive number.
Debbie and I are part of the hosting teams at the Station of the Cross. If you're listening right now, you're hearing our voices on the Station of the Cross. I know Rick Pellini is going to be doing the fun drive during this hour of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. But wherever you are, folks, wherever you happen to listen to Catholic Radio, please be sure to support EWTN. Be sure to support your local Catholic station. It is so important that we have this voice of our Catholic faith on the airwaves. I think, Debbie, especially in these tumultuous times that we going through right now.
Absolutely. We do have Blake ready. Can we go to Blake before the break? Do we have time?
We got about 2 minutes before the break, so maybe we can hold off and...
Okay.
Yeah,
Blake,
sure.
Okay, hold on. You were first up. I saw the sign ready for you to come on air with us. I was just super excited to see how you use sacramentals. But you got to hold a little longer because we want to fill a couple more phone lines here at 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. How we make good spiritual use of sacramentals. If you ever came and paid a visit at my home, Jerry knows this. There are sacramentals on every wall of the house and every room.
That's
it's
true.
It's not that I'm... You know what? I just love everything that is really blessed. I love the Benedictine blessing. I love the Miraculous Medal, the St. Benedict Medal, the cross. I have crucifixes, statues, icons, blessed holy water, blessed salt, you name it. It's and we cook. My husband and I actually cook with some blessed salt that we got years ago that I just absolutely love. But Padre Pio is everywhere as well. So is Saint Francis of Assisi, Saint Anthony. You name it. It's like a little mini like get book and gift store here.
Well, yeah. If things ever don't work out for you professionally, you can probably just invite all the neighbors into your home
right,
and you know
right.
make a living that way. But
yes, hang a shingle and say, yeah, you know, grace gifts here. I love it. Okay, so please tell us, and maybe you're not sure what sacramentals are. You know, we have a lot of non-Catholic listeners. You may be thinking, what are you doing with that holy water and blessed oil and blessed salt? What are you doing? Why do you need that? Well, let's talk about it. 833-288-3986. We invite you to call in because if you're listening, we consider you part of the Take Two family for 7.5 years. So come on, you guys, fill up those phone lines. 833-288-3986. Join us on Take Two today as we talk about sacramentals.
We're delighted that you're with us on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. Our producer, Ace McKay, is in place today. Jeff Burson is on social media. Matt Gubensky, I believe, is screening calls. I haven't heard anything to the contrary on that today. Matt is usually on the phones. And EWTN's website has a dedicated area to Mother Angelica where you can celebrate her remarkable life. It's filled with photos, milestones, heartfelt stories, and of course, her well-known, world-famous wit and words that have inspired the hearts of all ages throughout the years. Just visit EWTN.com/Mother Angelica today and visit the Mother Angelica Memorial.
Okay, we need you to fill up some phone lines at 833-288-3986 and tell us how you make good use, spiritual use of sacramentals. We're not going to let Blake wait any longer in Oklahoma on Sirius XM 130. So Blake, welcome. Your first up here on Take Two. Tell us how you use sacramentals.
Okay, great. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I love sacramentals. They're such a great part of our life. The main one that we do is we have a priest in town that just loves the enthronement to the Sacred Heart. And so he really pushes it on us. We have a men's apologetics group. And so he came over, and if listeners aren't aware of the enthronement, it's in 1670s, St. Mary Margaret was instructed that Jesus would bless a place where an image of his heart was exposed and honored. And so it was a really beautiful ceremony. The priest came over. We have a little altar put in our home in the little foyer of our house. Got an image of the Sacred Heart, the Immaculate Heart, and the Chaste Heart of Joseph. Mm-hmm. We've got all our saints, Padre Pio and St. Francis of Assisi. And it's just a beautiful place. you know, the priest came over, we had a dinner, he had a beautiful ceremony where he enthroned the house and blessed the house. And so that's our mm-hmm. central point of our house, where we use those icons and we use the holy water and just that place to just worship God every day and have a place that we can come and get together. And then the other thing I use is every night I bless my daughter before she goes to bed, and I use holy water. Currently, I have some holy water from Lourdes that a friend brought home, and so it's just beautiful ways for us to honor God and to bless our children and bless our home and to make Christ a central point in our life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Blake, you have given a great summary, actually, of sacramentals and how they can really bless us in our lives. And as I was listening to you talk, you talked about the enthronement to the Sacred Heart. I definitely have done that in my home. I know Debbie and Marty have as well.
Twin hearts, yeah.
The twin hearts of Sacred mm-hmm. Heart of Jesus, Immaculate Heart of Mary. And like you said, Jesus promised to give blessings to those who would enthrone his Sacred Heart in their homes. And mm-hmm. that's just a way, it's another way of saying Jesus is absolutely, like you said, Blake, the center, the core of our lives. And the home is the domestic church. And so how do we feel when we walk into a church? Usually, hopefully, we feel like our faith is all around us, like we're wrapped in it, like we're immersed in it. And our homes can be that way as well. Constant reminders of who we are and whose we are. So Debbie, I love what Blake had to share.
Oh, absolutely, Blake. It's in the chaste heart of Joseph. Absolutely. At my home, growing up, we always had a big image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, a beautiful image. It always was prominently placed in the hallway, so everyone who passed by, everyone who came into the home. This is when I was growing up in New Jersey, and my mother, of course, she was big, very devoted to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, Immaculate Heart of Mary. In fact, her middle name is Margaret, for Saint Margaret Alacoque. My mother, when she traveled from Jersey to Arizona, obviously brought the picture, the blessed picture that was blessed by my uncle, who was a wonderful priest. It was the image was always part of our lives, and she always made sure that we all had, or she encouraged all of us to have a Sacred Heart image in our homes. Well, when my mother passed away, Blake, last year, of course, that is the first image that I grabbed, and it is sitting literally 1, 2, 3 feet from me right now. So I absolutely get very emotional with the Sacred Heart of Jesus. You're absolutely spot on. There's tremendous spiritual graces, I believe, and power in the twin hearts, and of course with Saint Joseph. It's just amazing. So Blake, more power to you. I love the way you have ordered your home and your ministry work, and the way you said with your child, blessing your child with the authority that you have as a father. I think it's awesome, and I wish more people would do it, because I think our homes would be better protected. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, just the one thing I'll leave you all with. My favorite thing that happened after we did the enthronement, my daughter was around 3 when we did the enthronement. She's 4.5 now. And it's the cutest thing. So every day when she comes home from school, she grabs 2 pillows and she puts them in front of the altar. And she says, "Dad, we have to pray real quick." Wow. And that, to me, was the blessing above all blessings that I've received. I mean, that just gives me, it's been over a year now. She does it so often. It just gives me chills every time. I love that, and that, to me, made it so worth it. And so I encourage everybody to look into the enthronement and reach out to a priest and to use sacramentals, because they're great reminders for us.
And to read the story of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, then you can deepen your understanding of the devotion to the Sacred Heart through this great saint. So, yeah, Blake, we couldn't agree more. Love it. Absolutely love it. Okay, Jerry?
Yeah, thanks, Blake, for the call. Appreciate that. Yeah, he was talking about his daughter putting the 2 pillows out there. I got chills, too, when I thought about that. Mm-hmm. I can just imagine, as a parent, Debbie, what could bring you more joy and happiness as a parent than seeing your child not only want to pray and give glory and honor to God, but to bring you as the parent into that as well. That's just precious.
Yeah,
precious.
Yeah, Blake is instilling such a strong spiritual foundation, and comment, and just as I was hearing him speak, I recall back in religious education all the parents that did exactly that with their children, and it really pays off in the long run, because those seeds, those habits, those traditions, those rituals, the things that you're doing in your home, they last for a lifetime. Because even if God forbid kids wander away a little bit as they get older, they always remember it, Jerry.
Yeah. Well, I just say, why would we not make full use of Debbie likes to say the full toolbox? You know, mm-hmm. We have the sacraments, of course, but we have the sacramentals as well. That's what we're talking about today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, with you at 833-288-3986. Do you have holy water fonts, or use holy water in your home?
Maybe we have that too.
Some people cook with blessed salt if a recipe calls for salt, even holy water. What about do you wear a scapular? Do you have a relic? Do you have crucifixes, icons, mm-hmm. paintings? Mm-hmm. These are all sacramentals and dispose us to the grace of the sacraments and the grace and the life of God that He wants to give us. So join us with your lived experience about this. 833-288-3986.
I have to tell you, I love the holy water font at the entrance of your front door, and also like if you come through your garage door. I think it's really important. I love the holy water fonts. Amazing. What about the Divine Mercy image? That is huge. Mm-hmm. People are putting that in their windows, heading out to the street. I think that is fantastic to have it at the first image as people can see from the street view.
All right, there is one phone line open. If you would like to join us, 833-288-3986 is the number to call. Let's go to Mary in Amarillo, Texas, and Mary is listening to us today on St. Valentine Radio. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. I was telling the screener that I'm a Protestant who loves listening to Catholic radio. I've learned mm-hmm. so much, and I'm very infatuated with your faith, and I'm always looking for ways to grow closer to the Lord. And today is the first time I've ever heard of sacramentals, and I was like, what in the world are they talking about? I've heard of holy water, mm-hmm. but never holy salt. And when Debbie was talking about all the paintings that she had something in every room, I would just like a little more information about this for a very uninformed Protestant who's interested mm-hmm. in learning how mm-hmm. you Catholics grow closer to the Lord.
Sure, sure. Okay, so Mary, great question, and thank you so much. You're probably representing thousands right now, so we just so appreciate that you felt comfortable to call in, and you are part of the Take Two family, so this is incredible. Do you have access to the internet easily? You can jump on the computer. I'm sure you do, right?
I do.
Okay, so all you want to do is in the search bar up top, just type in sacramentals. In that, so it's sacrament, ALS, sacramentals, and then in the CCC, capital CCC. And up will pop the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You'll get to Section 2, the Seven Sacraments of the Church, Chapter 4, Other Liturgical Celebrations, Article 1, Sacramentals. And those are the paragraphs I was sharing, 1667 through 1679. It will take you literally not even 8 minutes to read it, Mary. But if you would read these paragraphs, okay, it would give you a rich understanding through our baptism as Christians, how sacramentals keep us focused, keep us reminded, and keep us open to the graces and the blessings that we can receive and be blessings to others. So there's this constant communication, this constant connection, this constant focus on God in order to receive those graces better and to pass on those graces. Because remember, as you know, Mary, the Holy Spirit is flowing. You know, know, it's not just they always say don't stop the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit flow, which the Holy Spirit is flowing. It's flowing through you, in you, and going out from you, because we are temples of the Holy Spirit. Okay, so sacramentals play a very wonderful, rich part of our faith life in order to establish so many things: the confidence we need to keep going, the understanding, the illumination of our mind, the strengthening of our will, just like the guardian angels do. All these elements that are blessed objects, blessed, articles, help us to make that connection with God. Now, I will tell you, blessed articles, sacramentals, are used in exorcisms. Okay, so we know by that example, why do they bring relics in? Why do they bring blessed rosaries? Why do they bring blessed crucifixes? Why holy water? Because the demons don't like it. They don't want it there. They go away from it. So by the very fact that they understand how sacred those images and signs are, that's an indication how powerful they are for us. Okay, because the demons recognize right away that they are holy objects and they don't want any part of it. So I don't know if that can help. That's just a little bit of it, like putting our toe in the water. But if you would go to those few short paragraphs, you will get such a rich understanding. And I believe, Mary, it would make you, and by the way, if you want holy water, go to your local Catholic church. You don't have to be Catholic. Knock on the door, say, I want some holy water. Where's your gift shop? I'd like some blessed oil. You can ask for anything like that you want, so you have access to it. And I have a lot of friends who aren't Catholic that have holy water and blessed salt and blessed oil in their home. So Jerry, I just did the kind of a quick, surface level of it, but I wanted to make sure Mary had the resources.
Yeah, what do you think, Mary, about what Debbie was sharing there?
Very helpful, and I just thank you, and thank you for your ministry. God bless you.
Just real quickly, I wanted to mention, too, there is a book by Ann Ball, B-A-L-L, and she has a book called Handbook of Catholic Sacramentals, published by Our Sunday Visitor. So okay. For Mary, for your benefit or anybody else, Ann Ball, Handbook of Catholic Sacramentals, published by OSV, otherwise known as Our Sunday Visitor, is a good resource for that as well. Thank you, Mary, so much for your call. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And Mary, before you go, Mary's listening probably, before she goes, I just wanted to say, a lot of people have holy water that aren't Catholic, and they have said that it really brings them just a real deep comfort. They can tell that it has a very kind of a holy, sacred sense to it, which is absolutely incredible. So I just want to say that, some people feel like, well, I have to be Catholic to have these sacramentals, and that's not true.
All right, we're going to take more of your calls in a couple minutes. Barbara, you will be next. Hold on. Just wanted to mention a couple of YouTube comments. We are streaming the video, as always, on YouTube and Facebook. Hello to those of you there. Valerie, Debbie, I think you just answered this question. Valerie says, what is the best and easiest way to obtain holy water? Thank you. Mm-hmm. And that's from Valerie.
And go like to any said, Catholic church.
Yeah, well, most of them have the
big container at the back.
Drum, yeah, I don't know what you call it, a container, and with the little spout down below. And so if you just obtain some suitable receptacles for it, containers, little holy water bottles, you can just fill those up. Right, typically in most Catholic churches, Valerie, so if you have a parish nearby, you're probably Catholic, just next time you go to church, just ask them, do you have holy water available here somewhere? They might even point it out to you. Maybe you just weren't aware of that it was in your parish.
Yeah, and the container, if you will, of blessed holy water, you can just get a plastic bottle and fill it up, and then you have holy water. I would just suggest, though, because some parishes, they have a running baptismal font, and so sometimes people who aren't Catholic will go into a Catholic church and just fill up a bottle from the baptismal font, which that is holy water as well. But I just want to caution folks, there's also chemicals to keep that water in there. So that it can constantly be moving in the church and not have any type of bacteria or anything. So I would suggest you go and ask the priest or ask a person who works at the church so you can get the proper holy water. Because we've had people do that and they said, it smells like chlorine.
All right. Promise, Barbara, we're going to go to you next. You've got a great call. We have Jarrett, Sherry, Vicky, open phone line for you talking about sacramentals today. Okay, we're going to take more of your calls on how you make use of the many sacramentals available to us in our faith lives as Catholic Christians. And as Debbie has pointed out, even if you're not a Catholic, you can still make use of things like holy water and sacramentals. We're going to go to Barbara in Kentucky, who has been holding very patiently. Barbara, we appreciate that, listening on Meade County Catholic Radio. Welcome, Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Thank you very much. Thank
sure.
you. I just wanted to share, I was born and raised Catholic, and we've always had sacramentals in our home, and my husband also, too. But last year, we didn't know how important really they were until our youngest son contracted COVID last year, and he was healthy, had no other issues, but COVID took him down to the brink of death. They called us in at the hospital. His wife was able to be in there sometimes, but they had called us all in because he was dying. He was on a ventilator, and we had already sent holy water that my mother and father passed away, but her aunt had brought her holy water from Lourdes. So we sent that bottle in to the hospital, and his wife would sprinkle him with that, as you know, he was ventilated, so he wasn't able to respond or anything. But as the journey went and things were not getting better, they had called us in, and then we just know that through the miracle, direct miracle from God, that he is here today. He did wind up having a double lung transplant, but through that journey, which was so terrifying for him and for all of us, I used my father's scapular, my mother's Sacred Heart badge. He kept a rosary in his hand as he was transferred to another hospital. He was actually awake on the ventilator and on ECMO machine. He would communicate with his phone by typing messages, but so he had that rosary in his hand all the time, and if it got lost in the bed sheets, it was, you could tell there was a panic there. He needed that rosary in his hand. So that was a constant thing with our holy water and the scapulars and the Sacred Heart badge. And my daughter, as things would come up in the journey, she would Google the saints that were a patron saint of whatever issue was arising. We even wound up with the oil from Saint Charbel. I'd never heard of that saint.
Oh, yeah.
But we got that through the mail. We wrote that organization, and Michelle would bless him, you know, with that. I would whenever I was able to get in. And we just, you know, they're not magical. They are just external signs of faith and trust in God, and we know that that was really what got him through those intercessions and the Blessed Mother's intercession. So that's, I just wanted to share that.
Barbara, we're praising God with you that your son is doing well and is recovering from this, even though he's been through so much. Are you able to give us his first name if you feel comfortable? Because I have the prayer book out. I want to continue to pray for him.
Andy.
Andy, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because we always try to pray for first names, and I put your whole family in there as well. But Barbara, you said a few things, if I may, Jerry, comment real quickly. You said a few things that I think can really help Mary from Amarillo, Texas, and the others that are listening about this new introduction to sacramentals. You're absolutely spot on. It's not anything magical. It's certainly not superstitious. If it becomes superstitious, there's something wrong with that. It's not intended for that. It's intended for exactly what you just said, the reminders of our faith, the building, the confidence, the trust, the connection. Okay, and it's very, very important. God wants us to stay connected. Look at the scripture parable, the vine and the branches. He wants us to stay connected, and these are sacred reminders to do just that. I am in full agreement with you. I am not superstitious at all about, you know, the rosary and the scapulars and the Saint Benedict medals and holy water and all the other sacramentals. but I understand the effective use of them in our spiritual lives. They did exactly what they were intended to do with your son, Andy, and the situation. So I'm sure that even watching him go through so much, Barbara, okay, right on the brink of death, it has rebuilt a newfound confidence in your faith and understanding of what it means to really stay connected, right?
It has, definitely. Mm-hmm. We didn't realize, and still won't probably ever realize, the impact that his journey had on so many people in the world. We heard that people were praying for him from places like Germany, Australia. We had no idea that it had gone that far, but there was a priest from our parish that took his cause to Medjugorje when he went, and we prayed the rosary every night. We would get on FaceTime with our kids. They're all grown, mm-hmm. all have families, and we prayed the rosary. Andy would follow along, and if we missed a Hail Mary or he would hold the rosary up, you know, and he's like, nope, we got one more.
Mm-hmm.
It was just such a constant presence with us, and we know that, and he knows that. Mm-hmm. And I just feel compelled whenever, I'm not an outspoken person much, but if there's opportunities where I am sharing, because I feel like, you know, mm-hmm. that's the least we can do to give glory to God.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Barbara, I had a nephew, actually 29 years old, arrived at the emergency room with an oxygen level of, I think, like 22 or 23% or something. They didn't know how he made it into the ER, and he was on a ventilator for a month, and we did the same thing. Your story of Andy is mm-hmm. just almost describing the story of Isaac, my nephew, and it's just almost bringing me to tears because I remember we were all just so concerned. But like you mm-hmm. said, the body of Christ, Debbie, you mentioned the vine and the branches, people praying all over the world, Barbara, for Andy, and that was the case with Isaac, and it shows, you know, we are truly a family. We, you know, our relationship with God is not, you know, it's not a me and Jesus thing. It involves so many other people. We are all interconnected, and these sacramentals are a way that that we can really, like you said, build that confidence and the comfort that they give us. The comfort, just like you said, Andy, holding on to that rosary, and I'm sure that was a source of great strength. Who knows? We may find out one day that was what pulled him through this ordeal. So, what a beautiful story, Barbara.
Well, I just wanted to share that with you all and with anyone listening. God is always present. Oh.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Beautiful.
That was a beautiful story. I just wanted to put an invitation out to Mary in Amarillo, Texas. Mary, if you're still listening, if there are any resources or anything you want to talk about the Catholic faith, please feel free to email us, take2@ewtn.com. It comes right to us. Jerry and I and our producer, Ace McKay, receives it right away. So take2@ewtn.com. We can point you to certain resources. We could talk. We could chat about things, because I just think you're a beautiful soul for calling in, and we got some messages coming in saying thanks, Mary, for the questions, because other people had the exact same questions. That's why we do Take Two. Mm-hmm. We cover it from all angles.
Want to before we go back to the calls, and we are going to do that with Sherry and Lafayette in just a moment, our good friend Timoteo from Ohio sent mm-hmm. an email. He says, good morning, I heard about today's topic from Jerry about sacramentals. On Mother Miriam's show, she said that we are soldiers for Christ, and indeed we are, grunts serving our Lord. I would like to share my comparison of some sacramentals to army equipment. First, we serve under the banner of Saint Michael. Okay, our rifle, our weapon is the rosary. The flak vest or body armor is the scapular and the Saint Benedict medal. The first aid kit is holy water, blessed salt, and the miraculous medal. The flight manual, sacred scripture. Army regulations, the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Just a few examples I created. JMJ, and that is from our good friend Timoteo. That's creative,
Tim,
isn't
that
it?
Is amazing. I hope my brother's listening because he's military. He will love that. That is incredible. Mm-hmm. Way to go, Tim. You have a brilliant mind. Okay, so let's hear what Sherry has to say in Lafayette, Louisiana on Christ Our King Radio. Hi, Sherry. Welcome back.
Hi, yes. So my husband and I were raised Catholic. Both our mothers graduated from Mount Carmel Academy here in Louisiana. And, you know, we grew up with sacramentals. We believe in them. We have, you know, blessed candles, holy water, blessed medals. We did an enshrinement to Sacred Heart of Jesus for our home. But I have a cute story. So last year, my mother turned 81, and we have a little Catholic gift store that you know, they have some religious socks. And I picked her up a set of Mary socks. She loves to wear her socks. So I gave them to her for her birthday, and she absolutely loved them. And she said, I'm going to take this to Father and have him bless my socks. And I said, you're going to what? And she said, yeah, she said, I'm going to have these socks blessed. And she said, and when I die, she said, you make sure my blessed socks are on my feet. So I thought that was so cute. And I told her, I said, well, okay then. So we have three children. They're all grown. So that Christmas, we gave them all blessed socks for Christmas. And I just think of, you know, Mary wants us to walk with Jesus. So every time we put our socks on, you know, we think of that, and we're trying to walk with Jesus. And the sacramentals are, you know, that, you know, they're visual signs of God's grace, and they're just supposed to be aids, you know, to aid us on our walk with Jesus.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was such a cute story. I wanted to share it with you and your listeners.
I think it's a fantastic story. Yeah. I love that. Thank you. Isn't that precious?
No, yeah, yeah. Our walk with Jesus. I love that. Our, you know, walk with Jesus. We hear literally sometimes about having your socks blessed off. Yeah, you know, blessing your socks off. Well, this is blessing your socks on, Sherry. And this is it really is. And it just shows. I just love the childlike simplicity that your mom has toward our Blessed Mother, who of course has one objective in mind, and that is to lead us to her Son. So, Sherry, that is a beautiful story.
Well, thank you all for the program today. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. God bless you. Yeah, talking about sacramentals
today.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic discussion. Still a lot more to get to, time permitting.
How about Vicki? Let's go to Vicki in Dallas, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Vicki.
Hi, baby. Hi, Jerry.
Hello there.
So I just wanted to mention, and you already mentioned that, Debbie, that is not magic, and you know, they're just the way God blesses us through sacramentals. So we use sacramentals and sacraments together. So we bless our food, we bless each other, we bless our cars, we bless our house. If anybody's going to go on a trip, we bless their suitcase, we open it up and just bless, you know, everything, sprinkle a little bit of blessed salt and blessed water. And we just, you know, medals, but also it's very important to be going to confession, going to Mass, and receiving Holy Communion. And if somebody's very ill, make sure to give them the anointing of the stick, because we have seen a lot of recoveries with the anointing of the stick. So we mingle sacraments and sacramentals together.
Beautiful. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, we both took a breath like we were going to speak, so I'm going to let Jerry go first.
I'm so glad that you called, Vicki. And you know, it's been mentioned a couple times on the show that sacramentals are not superstitions, and the difference between, you know, a sacramental and something that is superstitious really is our interior disposition. You know, we don't say, well, I'm going to say this prayer and that prayer and do this and do that and wear this and wear that, and thus God is going to do, you know, A, B, C, X, Y, Z for me. We don't manipulate God. As Debbie described so beautifully in the program earlier, these are just ways of us disposing ourselves more to the life of God, to the love of God, to the grace of God. And so I think that's just, I just wanted to mention that, Debbie. I think it's important because a lot of people, maybe some Catholics and perhaps even some non-Catholics, are thinking, well, this all just sounds like a bunch of, you know, hocus pocus to me. But it's not.
It's not. And Vicki, you brought up something that I'm so glad, because you jogged my memory. It's very important that we practice the virtues, right? It's very important that we're not, committing sins, and in real serious state of sin, and really practice being in a state of grace with receiving, the sacraments, the reception of the Holy Eucharist and confession, and really practicing the Christian life every single day in a really wholesome, good, holy way. Why do I say that? Because the sacramentals are more effective when we do that. If we are participating in some really serious, deadly sins, and we think that the sacramentals are going to somehow save us or protect us, that's just not true. It doesn't work that way. So we have to be really careful. And the reason why I say that is there's a lot of movies out there right now about gangs and all sorts of things. And there's a lot of movies in Hollywood, and people have, tattooed Our Lady of Guadalupe on their shoulder, or they wear a crucifix, or you see, some mafia movie or something, and they have a crucifix hanging from their, their rear view mirror of their car. That's not going to necessarily protect them. If you're participating in really, really bad stuff and doing some really horrible things and working your way right out of heaven, the sacramentals are not going to, somehow be this magical protection. However, when we're living in a wonderful, state of grace, and we're working hard and receiving the sacraments, because we are a church filled with sacraments, that would benefit us better. What do you think, Vicki?
Yeah, and it's not wanting our will, or manipulating God, like you said. It's accepting God's will. Okay, if it's my time to go, I want to go to heaven or possibly purgatory if I'm not completely clean. But it's not that, we bless a suitcase to make sure that we don't die on that trip. No, it's that God is always, it's just a reminder that we belong to mm-hmm. God, and we want to die with God.
Exactly. Vicki, spot on. That's the reason why I do the same thing. So yeah, I'm right with you. And that's the beauty of our faith and the richness of our faith. And that's why so many people are drawn to our faith, because we do have all of these sacred images and elements that constantly get us in focus, right? And wanting to do the will of God and being ready, because we all want to hopefully hear, well done, well done. Not just, hey, you did good some of the time. Well done. Right, Vicki? Amen?
Amen. Amen. Stay blessed, protected, and keep the graces flowing.
Absolutely.
I love it. Keep the graces flowing. I love that.
Yep. Great contribution, Vicki. Thanks for being part of the program again today and part of the Take Two family. Real quickly, we've got to mention Call
Dr.
the Communion.
Dr. David Anders.
Yeah.
We were with Dr. David Anders at the Phoenix Family Celebration. It was so much fun. About brilliant. The man is brilliant. We walked back to the hotel with him, and I was learning so many things just walking, a block. It's incredible. So I could just imagine when people get to tune in every day, Monday through Saturday afternoon, 2 Eastern time, and at Encore's evenings, 11 Eastern time on EWTN Radio. What's stopping you from becoming a Catholic? Dr. Anders has the answers. Call to Communion with Dr. David Anders.
Okay, more of your calls about sacramentals today on Take Two. Jarrett has been also holding very patiently with us, trucking through Kansas, listening on the EWTN app. Hi, Jarrett. Thanks for your patience. Welcome.
Hey, no problem. Truck driver, you got to have patience.
Yeah, right.
I just wanted to comment. Like, I get a lot of saint cards and holy cards. And actually, through my son, he's in fifth grade, and he goes to our local Catholic school. And he has an amazing religion teacher. She is also my religion teacher when I was there, so she's been there a long time. But I have, Sacred Heart. I've got St. Joseph, the Holy Spirit. And being from Kansas, I got Father Capon in here, too. My son, he has all these for me, and just good reminders of how we're supposed to live, just what sacramentals do. And a scapular and a rosary, all this stuff hanging in my truck.
Beautiful.
And another thing, about 2 months ago, our church caught fire. And yes, and it was pretty much destroyed. The father still has to make some some decisions on that, but I wanted you to put us in your prayer book for that. But mm-hmm. as far as sacramentals go, the church was on fire literally for probably 5 or 6 hours before they really got the flames under control. And the next day we went in there, all the statues, our life-size crucifix, all the stations, a couple of the stations got knocked off the wall, but they're still repairable. And everything was, sacramentals were saved. The altar was fine. Our parish is Mary Queen of Angels, and her statue was fine. It was just amazing how hot and how long it was on fire, and everything was still salvageable.
So the name of your parish, Jared, is Mary Queen of Angels?
Yes, Mary Queen of Angels.
And where is that in? Is it in Kansas, or where is it at?
Yeah, Fort Scott, Kansas. It was a really old church. It was built like in 1860.
Well, it doesn't surprise me that the angels protected all the sacramentals. It doesn't surprise me at all, Jared, because, you know, with your church being consecrated to Mary and the title of Queen of Angels, absolutely. And I have to just tell you something. I've heard that. I can't even begin to tell you how many times I've heard stories similar, even in house fires or even in business situations where there has been an electrical fire and everything is just burnt to a crisp except for the holy sacred images that are in the building. It's unbelievable. I've heard it so many times, and I just love that. There's another reminder how precious these items are to us as Catholic Christians. Jared, you're awesome. We love our truckers. Drive safely, please. Right, Jerry? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jared.
Bye.
Doing a great job with that son of his. How beautiful is that? That his Catholic school religion teacher is now teaching his son. That's got to be a real blessing for both of them.
Yeah, amazing. I love these stories. I learned so much from the Take Two family. Where are we going next?
Susan is in Virginia listening to us on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hi. Yes, I wanted to share, I have a very special devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe. I know you just mentioned her, that, but I'd like to share a positive story about that. I got to visit the shrine when I was only 13 years old, because my grandparents were both from Mexico, and I just remember how impressed I was and just the beautiful, love that you could feel visiting her shrine. It was the old one at that time before they made the new basilica. And then, we also had her image at my husband and I's wedding, and we've been married over 30 years. And we had been married for 2 years, and we wanted to start a family, and we had great difficulty getting pregnant. And I was actually told by a specialist that we needed to do in vitro fertilization, which fortunately we had a very good pastor. And he explained to us the church's position on that, and we accepted that. Then after that, I had an ectopic pregnancy and had to have one of my fallopian tubes removed, and the specialist said, okay, don't even try to get pregnant anymore. It's too dangerous for you. So my husband and I, we decided we were going to trust God, because God is the divine physician, Jesus. And so I had a business trip to Mexico, and we ended up making a pilgrimage to the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe together. And at that time, we had started the adoption process because we figured, okay, we're probably not going to be able to be biological parents, but we could adopt a child. And we made our pilgrimage to the shrine, and there we asked, of course, for Our Lady's prayers and for her intercession, and we asked God if he would please send a child into our lives, and we assumed that that was going to be by adoption. And 1 month later, I got pregnant.
Wow.
And, of course, very early on, since I had had the previous ectopic pregnancy, and like as soon as I missed and thought I was pregnant, my specialist, you know, called me in. And we did the ultrasound. You could see the little light on the screen. Like, he's like, that's the heartbeat. And he said, the words, this is not a person who is a believer. And he said, you are looking at a miracle.
Mm. Wow.
And so we were so grateful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we have her image is framed in our living room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very active in the pro-life movement, and whenever I pass by, I always just say a little prayer, ask her to pray for us. She's the patroness of the unborn,
right? Mm-hmm.
And just very, her intercession is very powerful.
It sure
yes,
is.
Absolutely. Well, real quickly, we so agree. Susan, I'm right with you. Over my right shoulder, you probably can't see it in the screen if you're on YouTube, but I have Our Lady of Guadalupe. The black sash around her waist shows that she's pregnant with the child Jesus. Jerry reminded me of that, which I knew. She's the patroness of the Diocese of Phoenix. I share that same reverence for Our Lady of Guadalupe with you, Susan. She's amazing. Jerry?
Susan, thank you, Tom and Lewis and the others. We are simply out of time for your calls right now. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about something that many of us have been through, and that is when a loved one passes away, the distribution, the disbursement of their belongings. How has that process gone for you? Sometimes there are contentions on that, but other times it can be a very beautiful and blessed experience. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Wow, I'm still dispersing my mom's stuff after a year. Okay, we have a good conversation tomorrow. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. St. Joseph, please pray for all of us.